it's encouraging, and it's a good sign. It's what we've been working towards and hoping would happen, obviously, ever since the Sheerness plant was mothballed or closed four years ago now. A number of our senior officials have been campaigning hard for the works to restart. So this is very encouraging. We've been sort of advocating for a good while now about the fact that the steel industry in the UK is not the basket case that some sort of pundits or experts, whatever, believe. If you look at what's happened in recent months, we've seen the reopening, again, interestingly, by Liberty, of the two mothball plants in Scotland. They also reopened their mill in South Wales in Newport. But we've also seen Greybull Capital buy into the Lung Products plants, which they've acquired from Tata. That's Scunthorpe, Skinning Grove, Teesside. And they're now back in positive numbers. So, yes, I've always believed that the steel industry has got the potential to be successful. The problem we've got is that we're not out of the woods yet, and it would be wrong of any of us to start sort of, celebrating too much at this stage, because it's an encouraging sign, but there's still a very, very long way to go. And my worry is that the government will now start to think, because of this encouraging news and other encouraging news, that, oh, it's resolved now. We can take that off the desk and, the steel industry is okay. It is not the case, and we cannot let the government become complacent.